Sometime, Tim, you've talked to us throughout the years about how these investigations and work gets done, and they track this person all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia. Talk about this case for me.
Yeah, in a lot of these cases, first thing is the rewards that are put out have a significant impact in helping track down these people. Lots of people have incentive for the money. And when you get large rewards, and in this case, I think he had close to $50,000. And I'm a member of the Summit County Crime Stoppers, and the Summit County Crime Stoppers had a very large reward for the apprehension and arrest of this subject. And I suspect that the reward was a significant factor in tracking them down. And lots of things. You have reward money. You have rival gangs and enemies of the person who go out of their way to supply information. And eventually, many times, you have the suspect making a mistake and being identified. And lastly, many times these suspects, for lack of better description, can't keep their mouth shut and brag about some of their accomplishments in other areas, and people connect the dots that are around them. And once again, you have them eventually get arrested because over time they get a little lax. And I think that's what happened in this case.
And Tim, let me ask you, you mentioned the word time, and we know throughout history, whether it be Akron or where else, there are cold cases that kind of put on the back burner and they're done investigating them. Educate us a little bit on the timeline, because this was a year ago, but it does take time to track and connect the dots. Talk about a timeline in regards to a murder investigation.
Well, a lot of times, a timeline on a murder investigation, there's people out there that know some things that could be very helpful. Many times they're scared or intimidated to come forward. And over time, that kind of loosens up. They start to feel a little more comfortable that they can come forward. And many times guilt kind of starts to play a factor. And the person that knows something really wants to help. And then the last thing is confidentiality. Law enforcement today can really guarantee a strong confidentiality, and they're protected to keep that confidentiality. So that helps. Time always loosens things up. It takes that strong fear away, and it starts to affect the moral and ethics of people. And once again, people who commit the crimes start to get too relaxed. They start to talk about where they're from, what they've done. So it all comes together.
Tim, for many of us seeing this arrest in Atlanta, Georgia, we go, wow, took this long and they found him there. In the world of security investigation, you often see this where these criminals flee the state and, you know, go to different parts of the country to go into hiding.
Yeah. Well, the common thread is if you have a major crime like a murder is, you want to get out of the area if you're the criminal. You want to get out of the area that it happened at and where you're at. It makes it much more difficult to track the person down. But the criminal has to go to some location that has some familiarity or has some friends or family or contacts that are connected to that suspect. It's not like they go to some city and where they don't know anybody. And that's part of the process, and that's why it takes a while, because all the leads for tracking that person down is they're going to start to look into that person's family and contacts, where they used to live, where they grew up, where they hung their hat, where they went to school, anything connected to them. And they usually, that person will be found in that one of those locations.